Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my series on the laws of the universe. Today I'm going to cover the law of perpetual energy transmutation. One more time. The law of perpetual energy transmutation. If you are new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to go to the next level, maybe you want to start a business, maybe you're ready for that big, amazing love, maybe you're ready to manifest the dream stuff, the dream house, the dream car, the dream health, the dream relationships, the dream career, the dream bank account balance. Well, then I would love to support you in that. The bigger the goal, the better is my belief. And I don't think anything's too big if it's on your heart and it's what you want to do. So if you are looking for support around that, I would love to be there for you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. We'll work through the principles of manifestation. You'll get access to my intuition. You will get an ally, accountability, support system to help you go to the next level. You know, why I decided to do what I do is obviously I'm a big dreamer. I want what I want. And I like the bigger things in life. And I don't think they're necessarily bigger to the spirit realm. But we live in a world that wants to tell us what we can and cannot have, even in our social circles, even in our families. Oh, don't do that. Oh, that's don't get too big for your britches. We don't have to live that way. And it can be difficult for some to navigate this world when they feel like they're hearing a lot of naysayers or people telling them what they can't do. And so I exist to help you remember that you can, because I'm just reminding you of who you already know that you are, and to help you create systems and energy that supports it becoming a reality, not just something in your mind, not wouldn't it be nice, but if you truly want something, I want to help you create it. So information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as you can book a session with me. I do have a holiday sale that I think has about another week on it, and that is for the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Take a look at that. All right, let's talk about this law, the law of perpetual energy transmutation. You know, the first time I did a show about the laws of the universe, I struggled with pronouncing that. And I got so caught up on, oh my God, am I going to say it right on the podcast? And then this time around, when I was doing the research and writing my notes, I'm like, oh my gosh, Amy, it's so easy. I was making it much harder. But in making it much harder, I missed some of the juiciness of this law. And I'm going to jump out on a limb. I told you that the law of correspondence is one of my favorites, but I think this one's right up there with it. It puts the power completely back in your hands. So the law of perpetual energy transmutation, it means simply everything is always changing. Nothing is constant. And so many of these changes are happening on a lot of different levels of life, subconsciously, consciously, below our perception. And so as you start to lean into the power of this law and use it for your greater good, you're going to realize if things are always changing, then nothing can keep me stuck. Nothing can just stay the same, other than if I am choosing to see myself as stuck, if I'm choosing to see that it's difficult to make a change. It's like dreaming big. If you're holding that, oh, there, I can't really do it, I want it, but I can't really do it, then you're going to probably get something that mirrors that, right? You might be working at it and never really get there. But if you believe that everything is always changing, And, you know, particularly thought, you know, is my favorite, one of my favorite Louise Hay quotes is, it's just a thought, and a thought can always be changed. If you start to lean into that, you can start to feel so much more empowered. You can start to see where you have so much control over this reality. So let's look at this. So the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. So everything is always moving into physical form. So it's from formless to form. Formless to form. So if you have a thought, because your point of power is always within your mind, it can move into physical form. And in doing the research, I found a really great Bob Proctor quote on this. And now, of course, I'm like, where is it? I would like to bring it up now, because it explained it so well, you know, in the way that Bob Proctor explains things. I knocked something over on my table if you heard that, but you probably didn't. Let's look at this. It was from his Facebook from a long time ago. I'm not even sure how it came up in my results. Here it is. Yes. Okay. So the law of perpetual transmutation decrees, and I'm quoting Bob Proctor from a post from August 8, 2019, from his Facebook page, the law of perpetual transmutation decrees that energy, the non-physical level of life, so energy, and I describe energy and many other teachers describe energy is your beliefs, your thoughts, your words, your feelings. Those are all energy. It's all energy. Is always moving into physical form. So the law of perpetual transmutation decrees that energy is always moving into physical form. Thoughts are energy. Therefore, any idea or image that is held in the mind and properly nourished must move into its physical counterpart, because the emotions are expressed through the body and the body moves into action, which produces the result. Can we get an amen on that? So good. This law, the law of perpetual transmutation, this law explains the creative process. It also explains prayer. Prayer is the movement that takes place between spirit and form with and through you. So you pray, right? It goes to spirit. Spirit starts to go to work through you, through the energies that exist here on this planet, and your desire comes into form. What I love about this particular quote and why I wanted to highlight it is because Bob Proctor emphasizes something really important here. Properly nourish. If you properly nourish a thought. So think of it like a garden. As I'm explaining these laws, the garden keeps coming up. And you plant a seed, or you plant, you know, a little starter plant, and you don't water it, right? Essentially, you've decided it's not going to grow. It's not going to flourish. You throw a bunch of rocks at it. And then you're like, why isn't it a big, beautiful plant? Well, because you're not nourishing it. So same goes for a big dream. So if you have a big dream, you've got to nourish it. You nourish it with your intention. You nourish it with your perspective. You clean up the mind. Oh my gosh, friends. You clean up all the energy around it, all the stories, all the limitations. You start to take on new beliefs. And then it grows. The big dream grows. But if you're constantly throwing, oh, it probably won't happen. I'll probably fail. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit today, but you know, we'll see how it goes. And I don't think anyone consciously takes this energy when I do these examples for you. I think we subconsciously do it. I've seen it a lot in 2020. I don't know what it's been about 2020, 21. I haven't gone into deep meditation about it, why it's been a pattern, but this year I've seen a lot of self-sabotage, meaning, hey, I want to do this thing, but now I'm going to do the opposite of my success, right? And it's so interesting. It's not a failure energy and it's not a success energy. It's kind of like both all at the same time. Like, oh, I'm going to fail. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to try. I'm not going to try. Like all at the same time about whatever someone is focused on. And I get it. The world feels uncertain, but in truth, the world always feels uncertain. That's the human experience, right? So we can't just blame it on the pandemic, but there has been a pandemic of self-sabotage this year. And I think it's remembering that you have the power by your focus. So with this law of perpetual transmutation, you have the never-ending ability to change the energy around you, right? By what you focus on. And I get it. I there are definitely things in my life where I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been working on this. Why is it not working? But I also know that the same things that I'm saying that about are the ones where I'm like, well, I hope this works out. I'm going to do this and hope it works out. And it's one of the reasons why I'm not a fan of the word hope, because I think I don't think initially that word was designed to kind of set us up to not be all in. But I think we've taken it on as like an excuse. Well, I had hope. I had hope. But you know what works. If you trust your intuition, if you combine your intuition with your intellect, you have a sense of what will work. And maybe if you are not actively seeing what you want the first go round, it can be very easy to be like, well, I had hope, right? But if you focus and you nourish your dream and you stay focused on the goal, then you will achieve it. It must, because of the law of transmutation, law of perpetual transmutation, it must move from formless into form. It means you can change a thought into physical form. It's all thoughts, though. Right? The universe doesn't suddenly say like, okay, we're just going to take your good thoughts and we're going to ignore that big basket of bad thoughts and just bring you this little good thing. No, that's not the way it all works. It's, you're going to get the culmination of whatever you're holding in your basket of thoughts. So if 20% of them are like, yeah, I'm going to slay this. This is going to be amazing. I'm so good. But 80% are, holy shit, this is going to suck. I'm going to fall flat on my face. This is going to be so terrible. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? Ah, right? You're going to get that. The whole thing, right? You're going to get the whole basket. And so you have control of what goes in the basket. And does that take practice, my friends? Absolutely. This is all practice. That is spiritual practice. And so, be willing to do the work. Be willing to shift your consciousness. Be willing to not accept that lower vibrational feeling as you're doing something. What was I doing yesterday? I can give you a perfect example of this, because now I'm so hyper aware of what self-sabotage looks like. I knew what it was before, and I knew it intellectually, and I knew bits and pieces of the way it showed up in my own life, but now seeing this wave of it in my clients, I'm hyper aware of it now. And so what it looks like, I'll describe it in my own life, and I know intuitively you'll catch what I mean by this. So I made an offer. Next year will be 10 years that I've been in business full-time, intuitive coaching with Amy. The radio show has been around for 12 years and as of next year. And so my first year in business full time, I started doing this month by month intuitive reading. Some of you listening to this program have probably purchased it from me. And last year, I got very clear that I did not want to do them in the way that I was doing them anymore. I love it. But every time I was doing it, I felt restriction. I felt like I wasn't fully able to be of service given the format I had created of doing the readings. And so I thought, I want to open this up. You know, I want to open it up so that all the wisdom of spirit can be channeled through me. And the best way I can do that is speaking. And so I decided to discontinue that service last year. After last year, and this year, I was like, I still want to do something, Spirit. And it was on my heart. Spirit gave it to me very clearly, offered a 2022 intuitive reading as a recording, meaning I'm still turning over cards. I'm still offering wisdom, but now I'm not limited to what I can type. I'm not limited to putting it in the structure and format that I had created that people had come to know of. Now, you can get a riff from me. You can get that download from me in the service. And I know that there are people within my audience who really enjoy these yearly readings. And so I had gotten the hit probably before Thanksgiving, to be honest with you, to do it and to set it up. And I had some experiences in the business and where I was feeling not necessarily discouraged, but I'll use that word in this moment. I was feeling discouraged. It just wasn't, you know, I mean, things were good, but it just wasn't aligning. It wasn't feeling like the way I wanted it to feel. I'll say it that way. The way I like to feel in my business. And so, and you know, they had actual experiences that showed up. This didn't go this way, and this person was upset about something. And you know, I saw it all unfolding. But I'm a human being having feelings, so I was all up in my feelings. In my private life, in my business life, I could, surprisingly, I was amazed that I could separate the two out and be fully present in my business and then, you know, sign out for the day and feel bad. But letting myself feel that bad, not fully processing all of those feelings and why I was feeling that way, was making me hesitant to put this offer out. And I had gotten the intuitive message to do it. Here I am praying, right? Praying, Spirit, give me guidance as to what to do. And I got this message and I was denying doing it, right? So I wasn't following my intuition. And I was noticing then, I was like, wait a minute, things that this area was always going really well. Why is that not going well? And I was like, oh, there's an action I did not take. So I started to build the sales page for the offer. And I built the sales page. I proofed the sales page. I made the graphics for it, set up the payment platform, the sign up form. It was all built. And for the first time, and I know that there are people in my audience who really enjoy these yearly readings. And so it was the first time that I was offering this type of service and I felt hesitant. I felt, oh no, I felt drab, and I felt sad even about it. I was like, oh no. And I knew it's meant for me because it was given to me as intuitive guidance. But all these things that had happened in the back end of my business had started to pile up because I hadn't cleared them out. So I sat down, I did some releasing work around it. I started journaling on it. I started asking myself all the prompts I know to ask. And all of a sudden, the energy shifted, right? Because this law of perpetual transmutation states that we have the ability to shift energy. We can take something that is bad and turn it into something that is good by doing something that is good. And yes, releasing lower vibe energy, getting clear about my perspective, forgiving, releasing, letting go on my energetic side, on my internal side, all of a sudden I was like, yeah, let's do it, right? And then it sells, right? It sells because I knew it was, right? But if I had done it with that energy, I can guarantee you it would be agonizing. I think it would still sell, but it'd be like the day before New Year's and somebody's hitting me up saying like, hey, I want one of these, instead of them selling early and I can do them early, right? And so this law, you know, that I thought I was struggling with in terms of the first time I taught it, I realized like, oh, we're living this all the time. This is all the work. So now I'm like, law of correspondence is still my favorite, but this one is amazing because essentially my whole business is built on that. I believe we can take something that is bad and turn it into something that is good. And the law supports it. We can always move energy if we choose to. I could have pushed through last night. I could have just pushed through and said, I'm just going to put this email together, hit send, and, you know, hopefully it sells, right? And not done anything to clear that bucket of energy, negative, lower vibrational energy, out of my game. Because it didn't need to be there. See, I think the struggle is with low energy, negative energy. We think it needs to be there. We think we have to keep it there. I just rewatched a talk from a course that I have, and it was talking about struggle. And what if the struggle isn't needed? And I know sometime next year I'm going to really dig into this and teach it because I'm still learning it now. But it, what if we just took struggle completely out of the storyline? That's the law of transmutable energy, perpetual transmutation. You know, I'm saying this in different ways because I saw another source where they rephrased it. The law of perpetual transmutation. We can take something out of the equation and then it no longer is a part of the equation because everything gets to change. If we stop seeing something as a struggle, then the struggle must go, right? If we see something as difficult, as hard, then that's what we will get. But if we decide to stop seeing something as difficult and hard, right? Because that's a thought, a perspective, the feelings that go along with it, as a result, the actions that go along with it, right? Because there is a way in which we act based on the belief that something needs to be hard. This is where I see the intersection of thought and the self-sabotage energy that's been existing in 2021. We're forgetting that we are powerful. Yes, we need to feel all our feelings. Yes, we have to clean up our belief systems that don't serve us well. Yes, we have to do all that work. But ultimately, we can get to a place where we are holding the energy that we want to create. So actually, this law of perpetual transmutation of energy is really, really fun. A negative situation can be transformed into a positive situation, formless into form. If we focus on the good things, things get better. It does not mean you Pollyanna a situation without processing it. You can't just force yourself, because essentially you're lying. That's what I'm saying. Don't lie to yourself, right? If you're lying saying everything's great and you're just stuffing all these dark, terrible feelings down and then you get wasted and talk out of the side of your mouth like a crazy person with all your friends and cry your eyes out, we all know that person. You might be that person. You probably have been that person. That's not doing this, the focusing on the good, because it takes a hell of a lot of work to get to the good, right? So the self-work I did last night, it took me probably about 15 minutes, but it was based on over over a decade and a half of work, of training, of knowing what to do when I'm in those situations. And I'm not saying that you have to spend a decade learning how to do it, but there are tools out there. Learn some tools so that you can transmute energy. You can take something that is negative and low vibrational and look at it and reframe it and feel it and process it, essentially, into something that is good. And we can do this, and it manifests into form because we are operating under the law of perpetual transmutation. So fun, right? Now, again, if we focus on something bad, things feel bad. Now, I want to go back to this message. My spirit guides are circling back to the self-sabotage. So self-sabotage looks like in your basket, there is good and bad. And you're pissed that things aren't going well, but you're also unwilling to deal with all the bad shit in your basket. Right? All the negative thoughts like, oh my God, am I really good at this? Is it really going to work? It's all everybody else's fault. Everybody has a whole slew of things in their basket that are bad, right? That won't lead to the result that they want, because whatever you're holding is what you will create. We've said this many, many, many times on this program. Whatever we're holding, but we've gotten so used to holding them that when we have to address it, we just assume it needs to be there. It's like struggle and things being hard. We've just accepted that that's the way it must be, but it doesn't have to be. And if you decide to take control of your life, this law of perpetual transmutation, that's Bob Proctor's words, that's what's the words of my notes, the law of transmutation of energy, the law of perpetual transmutation of energy will support you in taking all of that junky stuff out of your basket, keeping the good, and then adding more good, because that's what you do. You take that bad stuff out and you replace it with good. You choose another thought. You choose a new truth that you want to live by. Truth is just anything you put energy behind, right? Consistently, over and over again, act out of, feel out of. You can change the truth based on who you are and what resonates with you. There's this like internal, you know, I often struggle with this word truth and talking to people about it, because we're so used to a truth being outside of us, but it really is within us, right? And it all clicks outside of us when it clicks within us, right? So if you're all lined up in your truth, even if it doesn't match with somebody else's truth, but you're all lined up and clicked up in it, no one will argue with you, right? No one will argue with you. No one will make you wrong. It's when you're holding that, oh my God, I'm kind of ashamed that this is my truth. Oh my God, that's when it becomes a conversation energetically, right? So you have so much control. You don't have to self-sabotage. If there's some junky shit in your basket, clear it out. Fear, doubt, shame, guilt, struggle. Clean that stuff out of your basket. Who says it needs to be hard? Who says it needs to be hard, right? Focus your attention on what you want to create. Focus your attention on what you want to create. And then the law of perpetual transmutation will help you take that basket of goodness and transform it into something physically good. And yes, spirit's in control of that how and that mystical part of this transmutation. But all we have to do is our part. That's it. Spirit's not going to do the work. The transmutation doesn't happen until we shift, right? So this was a longer show about this, but as I dug into it, not from a podcast host trying to teach you something, and really looked at it, I thought, oh my God, do we live in such amazing times? There is a law that basically says we don't have to suffer. If we make different choices, we don't have to suffer. Yeah, it's so fun. It's so fun. It is so fun. So if you want to have some fun with energy, with the laws of the universe, with your life, change your life and make things beautiful, amazing, and wonderful, and you want some help cleaning up that basket, I would love to help you do that. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. What's the benefit of working with an intuitive? Is that we just don't talk. I also read energy. So I can help you see, oh, hey, that's in your basket, friend. That's in your basket. That's in your basket. And that's in your basket, right? And so I want to believe it can shortcut the process. It can. I definitely believe it can shortcut the process working with an intuitive coach. So if you are ready to go to the next level, please consider my services, my single session, my massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as the Elevate intuitive coaching package, which is on sale for the holiday until December 15th. Good value if you compare it to the up level intuitive coaching package. I was looking at it, I was like, that's really good value. Thank you for listening to this program. If you like it, please sign up for my newsletter. That's how we can stay in touch. And you will receive two intuitive messages from me a week for free, midweek and weekend, as a tool that you can use in your personal development journey. It's not just a reading, it's not just intuitive wisdom, but there's also really beautiful exercises and guidance that just flow through as I'm preparing the messages channeled through. I know this one I did on Sunday. I was recovering from my booster, and so I didn't do it on Saturday. I usually do it on Saturday. So I did it on Sunday, and it was a message on change. If you are on my email list, check it out. It's a good message. And the serenity prayer came through. And then spirit reminded me of this meditation I had stumbled upon once. And I didn't even get through the whole meditation because I had a client that was late. And so I was like, oh, I'll do this meditation. And then they wound up calling even earlier than I thought. And I was like, it was so good. And spirit just clicked it all into place as I was preparing the message. Short message, but it was. Those little pieces are transformative. That meditation alone is transformative. It's pretty amazing what comes through when I prepare the messages. So if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get two messages a week. I tune into the energy of everyone that would open my email and prepare a message for you. And all you have to do is sign up for my newsletter. Also, I provide bonus content that maybe I would sell in a course. And I don't do courses and I don't do group work. And so, but there's often lessons I want to teach that are too big for here on the podcast. I send them out to my newsletter list. I really love that list and take good care of it. So, you'll get that as well. So sign up. Thank you. Thank you for listening to this program. Thank you for considering the idea of embracing the law of perpetual transmutation of energy. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.